discussing the Gemara of Chesma Beis, where the Gemara tells us that one certainly cannot violate any Surim Alav Hanyamta for the purpose of Kisi Hadam. The Gemara gives two very fundamental reasons. That number one is that even if one would think of applying a principle of Esed Ophalosa, say, that has to be Bi'idna, that the moment that you violate the law, you fulfill the essay, and typically speaking, that would not be true in a case of Kisi Adam. A person is going to do a malacha accessing the dirt, or chopping up the dirt into small particles, granules, and then do the Kisi Adam. So therefore, that would not meet the requirement of Bi'idna. And then the Gemara tells us the following Chiddush, that even if you could solve that problem, but still, Yantif is a law, and an essay, and an essay of Chalosa, say, v'essay. The times that we are going to apply this principle is, for example, when it comes to Mila Bitsaras, Kilayim Bitsitsis, those are cases of a straight Esed Ochalosa say, which indeed is considered to be Bi'idna. And we discussed, you look in the Ramban, Hilchos Mila, Hilchos Tumas Saras, Perek Yud Halachahe, the Rambam writes that yes, Mila indeed is Dochit Saras because of Esed Ochalosa say. The problem that we had is that Pashim Shat, that's against the Sugyan Shabbos and of Kuflam and Beis, where the Gemara doesn't say exactly that. The Gemara begins by assuming maybe the reason that Mila's Dochet Saras is because of Esei Dochalos Esei. The Gemara says, but that indeed is the problem. Because when it comes to Saras, there's a Lav, Yishamra B'neget Saras, and Yishamra is Lashonos Esei, but there also is an Esei, Lasos Kachol Asher Yoru, Dvarim Chavdalet, there's an Esei, and as our Gemara, so the Gemara says, you're absolutely right. The fact that Mila's Dochet Saras is based on a Gzera Sakasu. Yima Bisar Arlaso. Bisar means Afo Pi Sheisham Beheri. So it's a Gzera Sakasu. It's not based on the concept of Esed Dochalosa Say. Seinach Inami, Tosus raises that Kasha. And Tosus writes, it's true, the Maskana, it is not because of Esed Dochalosa Say, but it is a wonderful model of Bi'idna. When the Gemara raises the objection of Kisi Adam, it's not Bi'idna. And when it comes to Mila B'tzaras, we require Bi'idna. Our Gemara says, yes, Esed Ochalosa say, Lamaskana, that's not true because it's a law and an essay. If one assumes indeed that that's true, the Gemara just simply is citing that example of what meets the requirement of Bi'idna. So that would be very difficult according to the Rambam, because the Rambam, Hilchos Mila, Hilchos Tumas Saras, writes that Mila is Dochet Saras because of Esed Ochalosa say. We saw the Mishnah Melech that writes the following. Read on in the Sugya. The Gemara has another drasha for Lasos. Lasos telling us that Asi is Aser, but Grum is considered to be that which is Mutter. That's what you get to the next Amud, Kuflam and Gimel and Aleph. Oh, once you get to that point. So in such a case, that Pasuk of Lasos Kachol Asher Yoru is not just an essay, but rather it's coming for a different drasha. And that would not allow us to argue that, you know what, removal of Negat Saras is just a lav, in which case maybe the allowance is Esed Ochalosa saying that's exactly what the Rambam would write. And the difficulty that we saw is when you look in the Rambam and say for mitzvahs, essay, kuf aleph, you look in the Rambam in the Protea mitzvahs, in the very beginning of Hochus Tumas Saras, the Rambam has an essay, not just a lav. The Rambam has an essay as well. Hard to argue that when you get to the end of the sugi, it's not an essay. The Rambam has an essay. Perhaps one has to suggest the following. Yes, the Rambam has an essay, but what is the scope of this? What exactly is it? When the Torah tells me, Lasos Kachol Asher Yoru, why exactly is that necessary? Maybe one could argue as follows. It's just simply coming to fortify, to bolster the Los Asay. Whatever is covered by the Los Asay is included in the essay. Why is that necessary? Sometimes the Torah has a lav and an essay. Sometimes the Torah will have kefal lav in order to go ahead and to fortify, to bolster, to emphasize. Say nachinami, in order to notch it up, now it's considered to be an avera chamura, the Torah will have lav and essay, but there is an absolute overlap. Or maybe one could argue that's not true. There's a lav and there's an essay, because it's so obvious that they overlap. Could one possibly argue that there's more to the essay than the lav? And maybe one could suggest an extreme chiddush, and that is that whatever is included in the lav is not covered by the essay. The essay begins when the lav indeed comes to an end, when the lav comes to an end. And therefore, enochinami, if a person will go ahead and failed to follow the prescription of the Kohen. That's a breach of lasus kohol shayoru. If a person blatantly goes ahead and removes the neged saras, in such a case, that already is allowed. And maybe one could suggest that there isn't an overlap at all. And perhaps a fascinating parallel. Our Gemara tells us that when it comes to Melach and Yantif, that's a lav and an essay. And therefore, in essay do chalosa say the essay. Does everyone agree to that principle? So I would say, of course, how can you disagree? It's a pasuk in Chumash. In addition to the lav, there also is an essay. What's surprising, even our Tosus is bothered by this, is when you look in the Sugya Shabbos and the Chavdal de Beis, guess what? That's when the Gemara explains why it is that Sreifas Kachin is Asra Yantif. And we don't assume that the essay of the Eishti Srofu would allow Asiya Samalacha. Why exactly is that true? The Gemara has four possibilities. Four possibilities. And the last possibility is Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, what in the world? That ain't Esed Ochalosa say, Vesay? So it's somewhat surprising. What do you mean? There are four possibilities. You can disagree with Rav Ashi. How can you disagree with Rav Ashi? In fact, our Tosus is about there. No, Rava disagrees with Rav Ashi, no? And our Gemara cites Rava, no? Our Gemara cites Rava. And Rava is Dori Shulavado. And our Gemara cites Rava as Enesidon Chalosa Seves. Tosus is bothered by this, no? How can anyone disagree with Rav Ashi? Rav Ashi is telling you a Chiddush. Pashav Shad, Rav Ashi is just observing that in the Torah there's a lav and an essay. So the Ramban already writes a Chiddush that maybe one could possibly suggest that those others that disagree with Rav Ashi, wow, Abaye, Rava, Chizkiah, Tanabe Chizkiah, maybe they really disagree. How can you disagree? How can you disagree? And argue that what Yantif is not an essay, not an essay. Why indeed would that be? That maybe one could employ a similar possibility. And that's the following. Of course there's an essay in Chumash. We're going to have to see many shittas in Rishonim, what exactly is covered by the essay. What does essay include, and what does it not include? But maybe one could suggest the following possibility. On Shabbos, there's a lot of an essay. You know what that means? If you do this, you're chayav skila. And in addition to being chayav skila, you're also mevatel an essay. You know, maybe one could argue, you need a bit less say, but makom skila. You're chayav skila, no? For chilul Shabbos. Oh, the Torah fortifies it with an essay. Maybe one could argue as follows. No, when you're chayav skila because of asiyas malacha, when you're chayv malchus because of melacha nyante, that does not require any siyad. It doesn't require any bolstering. It doesn't require any reinforcement at all. And one perhaps could suggest the following, that the essay of Shabbos is critical in order to forbid that which is not included in the law. What's wrong with suggesting there's a lab, there's an essay, and they don't cross? And they don't cross. Whatever is included in the lab, that's an avera chamura. In addition to that, there are other things. The Rambam Chumash, Dinemor, Chav Gimel, the Rambam, Chav Dal, Hilchos Shabbos. There are certain things that are an essay, not a malacha. And what about malacha? Pashav Shah, malacha is a lab and an essay. Maybe one could argue that is exactly the Nekudas HaMachlokas. That Rav Ashi assumes that malacha is a lab and an essay. And maybe one could disagree and argue that's not true, that whatever is b'chol halav is not included in the essay, and therefore, sreifas kachim b'yantif, which is a malacha, is only allowed, and it's not an essay. In which case, one could argue that it should be mutter, essay v'chalos essay, or you have to come up with the other makoros to tell me why indeed it's asay. Ulevado, or boker sheni, or Ola Shabbos b'Shabbato. There are other drushes, because it's not so simple that indeed that would be applied. So that's what we discussed in the last year. We'll get to it in even greater detail. What is the scope of the essay that indeed our Gemara is referring to? But our Gemara says the following. Before we even get there, we have a problem of bi'idna. Even if you're just dealing with a lav, and we're going to invoke essay to chalos essay, but you know what? You have to meet the requirement of bi'idna, that at the moment you violate the law, you go out and fill the essay, and that does not happen when it comes to kisi adam. In a typical case of kisi adam, I'm going to ready the dirt, that's a malacha, and then subsequently, a minute later, an hour later, 2 hours later, you're going to engage in kisi adam. And clearly, that that does not meet the requirement of the Idna. Require that. It must be simultaneous with, at the moment that you violate the law, you fulfill the mitzvah saying. What exactly is that Hagdara of the Idna? How literally do we take the Idna? At the moment you violate the law, you're fulfilling that thing. Does it really have to be in that sense? That, you know, you can't freeze? If I can freeze, you know what? That there's a window of time, a second or two, a minute, maybe longer, where you violated the law, and without that there's no kiyum asay, forget it. You cannot apply the principle of esei ochel osaseh. Or maybe one could argue as follows, you know, be'idna does not mean at the exact same instance. You know what? I would say it maybe in lumdus as follows. You know what? Kisi hadam. Maybe one could suggest. It is doth, is certainly soryantif. I understand. You know what? Maybe that would apply when it comes to the act of kisi hadam, the kium of kisi hadam, the kium mitzvah of kisi hadam, the maisa mitzvah of kisi hadam. Let me ask you the following. When does the kiyum ha-mitzvah begin? When does the maisa mitzvah begin? Let's assume, for example, a person looks around and he doesn't have any dirt. And he's going to do shkita in an hour. So you know what he does? Oh, let's say this is chol. So you know what? He prepares dirt. Would you call that a maisa ha-mitzvah? Would you call that a maisa ha-mitzvah? The preparation of the dirt in order to. L'chor, we would argue that that's not true. That already is a kima mitzvah. That already is a maisa mitzvah. The mitzvah of kisui v'dam begins with how it is that you access the dirt. You know, you go to the store and you buy a bag of dirt. Oh, that already is the maisa mitzvah of kisui v'dam. Would you argue? Certainly not. The most that is some type of heksha, some type of hachana. That certainly is more pragmatic. The Gemara has no makos nafches that, you know what? When you gather the schach, that's not the mitzvah of sukkah. That's not the mitzvah of sukkah when you gather the schach. You gather the schach. And Rashi writes such a great chiddush. Oh, because the mitzvah is not gathering the schach. The mitzvah is, that's what Rashi throws in. The mitzvah is building the sukkah. I wouldn't have said that. I would have said the mitzvah is yeshiva the sukkah. Now, the Gemara says gathering schach is not a mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is yeshiva. No, Rashi says the mitzvah is building the sukkah, but gathering the schach is not building a sukkah. It's not building a sukkah. Wow. So, sounds like Rashi that asiyas sukkah is a mitzvah. Who shultus, kuv samates, chayiv inish, lemevah metalas l'neisava. You have to build a sukkah and you have to sit in a sukkah. Not for us now, but you know, it sounds as though the asiyas sukkah is b'chlal mitzvah. Maybe the asiyas sukkah, but before Rishon Gemara, you're gathering the schach, you're getting the material together. That already is the mitzvah of sukkah. Certainly not. So maybe I'd argue as follows. You know, when the Gemara says it's not b'idna, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean it has to be at the exact same instant, the exact same second, but it does mean I have to argue that the mitzvah has begun. A maisa mitzvah, we'll have to see. A kiyum ha-mitzvah. Is it really true that the maisa mitzvah, the kiyum ha-mitzvah of kisui adam begins with accessing dirt? Or I'd argue the most that is some type of hachana, hechsher, and I have a concept now of mitzvah b'yosem b'shlucha. Mitzvah Yosef B'Shulcha, no? Misha Shochat Yichasim. No? Well, the Shochet, he's the one who should go ahead and do the Kisi Adam. You know what, if I do Shlita, and you do the Kisi Adam, guess what? You owe me, no? You have to pay me Asar Zuvim, because you stole my mitzvah. Guess what, I'm doing Shlita, and this guy is like doing me a favor. You know, he started to gather some dirt together so I could do the Kisi. So I pat him on the shoulder and say, Asar Zuvim, because you are Chotev Mitzvah. He's going to rightfully say, Chotev Mitzvah. The mitzvah is not accessing the dirt. I did not take away any mitzvah from you in any shape or form. So obviously that's not be'idna. But if something really is considered to be part of a Maisa Mitzvah, Kiyama Mitzvah, maybe that indeed is considered to be that which is be'idna. So that's a very, very important deal of what exactly is necessary to meet this requirement of the idna, and this is not clear. This is a very fundamental machlokas Rishonim. There is a Mishnah I want you to see in Gittin Daf Mem Aleph, where the Mishnah tells us the following. That, you know, you have a Chatzi Eved and a Chatzi Ben Chum. Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chum. This was an Eved Krani. He was owned by two different masters. One freed, one did not. Now, so whoa. So this guy is a Chatzi Eved, a Chatzi Ben Chorin. A Chatzi Eved, a Chatzi Ben Chorin. Not so simple, no. Part of him is a Chatzi Ben Chorin is Chayiv and all mitzvos. Part of him is Dino Kenever Karani, and he's exempt from Mitzvah Seish as Man Grama. Realize that, you know what, not simple, right? Every fifth Minchas Ninoch that discusses the Nafkamin of a Chatzi Ben Chorin, no? So the Mishnah addresses the Daf Mem Aleph the following. You know what, when it comes to certain things, are the problems not so significant? A Chatzi Ben Chorin. But wait a second. If it's just a matter of what the work schedule is going to be, I can solve that problem. No, the Mishnah says, what do you mean? Over this Rabbi Yom Echad, Besatzmi Yom Echad. So he's not going to serve every day. We'll set up a rotation. That doesn't bother me. Ooh, what about marriage? What about Puruvu? What about Puruvu? No, that, the Gemara says, is a real issue. That's a real issue, no? Who in the world is this Chatzi Eben and Chatzi Ben Chorin going to marry. Now, how exactly does that work? The Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin cannot marry a Bas Yisrael, because after all, an Eved cannot marry a Bas Yisrael. And he cannot go ahead and marry a Shivcha, because after all, a Chatzi Ben Chorin can't marry a Shivcha. See, he can't marry a Shivcha, he cannot go ahead and marry a Bas Yisrael, so how does this work? After all, that, you know what? If you're just talking about a schedule of avdus, okay, we can work that out, you know? But es atzmo lo takantem, you're not going to solve his problem of marriage, because lisa shivcha yevsha, lisa baschari yevsha. Oh, and the mission gets very dramatic, and lo nivram elashim perev revya, and therefore we have no choice but kofinis rabba l'shachra. Kofinis rabba l'shachra. So we insist that other Adon has to free, now he'll be a full Ben Yisrael, and now he can go ahead and marry. Because as it is now, a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, what do you mean it's impossible? It's impossible. He can't marry a Bas Yisrael, he also cannot go ahead and marry a Shivcha. You know, Tosos is bothered, the Tosos is Dermas, Lisa Shivcha. Why is that relevant? Let's say he could marry a Shivcha. Let's say the halacha was that a Chatzi Ben Chorin can marry a Shivcha. So we're good to go. She'll marry a Shivcha. And they'll have little kids. And what's the status of the little kids? The little kids are Avonim Kananim. No? He's going to fulfill Puruvu with that. He's going to fulfill Puruvu. You have children where you're marrying a Shivcha. And the Yichus of the children is going to follow the mother. And the children are going to be Avonim Kananim. You're not going to fulfill Puruvu with that. Why is that even helpful? It's true, he cannot marry a Shivcha. But why is that relevant? The main relevance is he can't marry a Bas Yisrael. If he marries the Shivcha, so the children of Avonim Kananim, the children of Avonim Kananim are not going to fill the Mitzvah Puruvu at all. No? That's Tosus writes a bombshell. No? Tosus says the following. You're right. You know, no, there are two aspects of having children. One is Puruvu, one is something else called Sheves. Sheves. Lo sov ro Sheves Yitzar. Because Baruch Hu said, I didn't create the world that it should be unpopulated. No, I created the world for the purpose of Sheves, for populating the world. Ooh, so Tosus, right, it's a fascinating Chiddush. But this one on Tosus requires like shiurim. No, but Tosus writes that, you know, it's true. Puruvu he's not going to fulfill. But there will be a Kiyum of Sheves. And if there would have been a Kiyum of Sheves, we would not insist that the Adon has Meshach HaDevin. Whoa. Because having children who are born in Kananim, you can fulfill the mitzvah of Sheves, even if you don't fulfill Puruvu. Yeah, but why not go ahead and insist on Shichra that you can fulfill Puruvu? So Tosus says the following, Kevan de Onusu, because he's an Onus. He can't marry a Jewish woman. Okay, so if he's an Onus in Puruvu, he's an Onus in Sheves as well, and how does that help exactly, no? Not so simple. Well, not for us right now, but take a look at Yosef Engel, Es Vendar Isaac, called Yud Gimel. Right? There's a whole siman on this dosis now. It's a beautiful chedushim. What exactly does Tosos mean? Okay, so this guy is in a difficult strait. No? He's a chatzim ben chorim. Can't marry a Bas Yisrael, can't marry a Shivcha, so no choice but to free him. Oh, so Tosos raises the incredible kasha. Let's invoke Esed Ophelosis. Let's invoke Esed Ophelosis. That's Tosos' kasha. No? Why do you have to mashachar him? Why not just simply rely on Esed Ophelosis? And how exactly does it work? You saw the Tosos a little bit, the kasha and teretz? Maybe yes, maybe no. No. The kasha Tosos is very difficult. I would suggest maybe the kasha Tosos is lav dafka. Tosos says the following: let's invoke Esed Ophelosis. And let the mitzvah puruvu be doche the isser of lo yeh kadosh. That's what Tosos says. No. Rely on Esed Ophelosis. And let the mitzvah puruvu be doche the isser of lo yeh kadosh. That's Tosos' kasha. There's something not right about that formulation. That formulation. Let's just say the formulation is a little bit lavdafka. Because what's troubling me, I'll just say the following, just to get the kasha straight, now, and then we'll see three answers to Tosis. No? Let the mitzvah peruvu. The mitzvah peruvu. Peruvu means that this chatzir chatzir is marrying a Bas Yisrael. Right? If this Chatzim Rechatzim Ben Chorin was marrying a Shivcha, we just got through saying, you don't fulfill the mitzvah Puruvah of the Shivcha. No? Tosas says Shevetz, not Puruvu. Let the mitzvah Puruvu. Puruvu means, oh, you know what? We'll suggest the following. Let this Chatzim Ben Chorin marry a Jewish girl, and they'll fulfill Puruvu, and let it be Docha the Isra of Liyah Kaddish. What's the Isra? What exactly is this in that case? You know that a Jewish girl is marrying a Chatzi Eved. What's that called? A Jewish girl marrying a Chatzi Eved. Guess what? That's not Lo Yekadesh. That's Lo Siya Kadesha. No? That's Lo Siya Kadesha. A Jewish girl marrying an Eved. A Jewish girl marrying an Eved is Lo Siya Kadesha. So I would say the proper formulation of Tosos should be Puruvu should be Dol Chedisar Lo Siya Kadesha. Or maybe one could argue, no, Lo Yekadesh. Lo Yekadesh means we're talking about the case where the Chatzi Ben Chorin is marrying a Shivcha, that's the Yekadesh. But what's the Kiyum? The Kiyum is not Puruvu, the Kiyum is Shevetz, no? The Kiyum is Shevetz. So it's clear that some mitzvah should be Docha, some Aveira, no? But what exactly are we talking about? If it's Puruvu, it's Lo Siya Kadesh. And if it's Lo Siya Kadesh, then the Kiyum is Shevetz, the Shevetz. Now, so just the way Tosus, I would say that Tosus is just referencing the Pasuk the Kadesh, or Tosus is just referencing having shown by Puruvu, that technically speaking, the conflict is not Puruvu and the Kadesh, no? That you see. Now, it's either Puruvu the Siya Kadesh, or it's Sheves and the Kadesh. Okay, but Tosus says, you know what? Let's invoke a principle of Esed Ophelosis. Let's invoke a principle of Esed Ophelosis. So Tosus says, three reasons. Why Esed Ophelosis say here is not ideal. Not ideal. What are they? Number one, but a great Kiddush. You know what? Esed Ophelosis say only applies when it's Eif Shalakayim Shneiyah. Oh, we discussed this about Dechuya. Only if it's Eif Shalakayim Shneiyah. Here it's Eif Shalakayim Shneiyah. Here it's Eif Shalakayim Shneiyah. How is it Eif Shalakayim Shneiyah? Because you can be Meshachar. You can be Meshachar that Wow. That no doubt is a chiddush. It's called Efshe L'Kayim Shneiyim Al Yidei Shichur. That no doubt is a very great chiddush. Because typically speaking, what Efshe L'Kayim Shneiyim means, you don't have to rely on Dechiyas Yisurim, you can do so beheter. You can do so beheter. Remember I mentioned to you months ago, there's a Rashba and Shabbos Abdalit? There's a Rashman Shabbos that says there's no Isser to Mishakra Chatzi Avachaz Ben Chorin. Oh, that's against Rav Hashanah, no? Of course there's an Isser Mishakra Chatzi Avachaz Ben Chorin. So here it's a little bit unusual. Efshalei Deshikur means the following. You know what? There's another option. That option is not Mutter. That option is also. You can't be meshacher, achatzei v'chatzei ben chorin. Yeah, but on the scale of things, you know what? Tosus assumes that's a better option than esed ofalosase. That's a better option than esed ofalosase. And if it's a better option, I call that efshel lekayim shneim. Efshel lekayim shneim in Shas usually means, what do you have to rely on? Dechiyas Yisru. I'll tell you where you can do so by heter gamor, not heter gamor. You can do so al yeshichrer. But Tosa says, you know what? Relatively speaking, that's called efshel lekayim shneim. You know, shichrer, let's assume the following. I'll be meshachrer deved, that's one problem. Once you're meshachrer deved, you're done. You're going to rely on an esed ofalosase for every maisaviyah. Like for every maisaviyah, you're relying on an esed of, whoa. When you juxtapose the two, shichr as opposed to pruvu being doche, you know what? That one is an ongoing problem. One is a very limited problem. Oh, Tosa says, you know what? That's called efshel lekayim shneim, even though both of them are be'isr. Wow. Okay. That's the weakness of the first eretz of Tosus. No? Typically speaking, efshel lekayim shneim means that you don't have to rely on dechiyas isurim at all. Tosus writes a chiddush, you know? Even if there is dechiyas isurim, if you can be doche in isur, or relatively speaking, it's an isur kal as opposed to an isur chamor, that also was called efshel lekayim shneim. Well, efshel lekayim shneim. Okay. Let's jump to the third teretz of Tosus. Tosus says the following kiddush. Let's assume we're talking about pur vu being doche disur of moisiyah kiddush. You know what Tosus writes? Something very stunning. You're going to suggest an esed ofalosase? That's going to be fine and good for him. For him. V'chatzei v'chatzei ben chorin. Because he is violating an aveira, and he is fulfilling a mitzvah. Okay. Good. But wait a second. What about her? She's violating an issa. Let's assume, for example, this is a Jewish woman marrying a chatzei v'chatzei ben chorin. She's not allowed to marry a chatzei v'chatzei ben chorin. You're going to tell me pruvu is doche? She's not mitzuvim pruvu. If all you're concerned about is him, you have an esed ofalosase. But as far as she's concerned, she's exempt from the essay, but there is an iser. How in the world can you say essay del kolosase? Wow, that's a very, very important chiddush of Tosus. That you know what? That you can't apply essay del kolosase b'chi hagavna because you're going to solve his problem. But as far as she's concerned, that's not a solution at all. That also is a chiddush of Tosus, no? That you have to have full coverage, resid ofalosase. And if there are two parties involved, you know what? That both have to be included in the essay in order to assume resid ofalosase. It's also a very important chiddush, no? Remember the Thursday Shia Parshas Kiseitze? Oh, so that was pretty chashuv, no? The Gemara says the following. Kohen dies. No children. They just got married. There's a status and there was a nisun. And a Kohen dies. His wife is a basula, but she's an amana. Right? The brother's a Kohen God. Brother's a Kohen Gadol. Wow. Kinibamukah. You know what the Gemara writes? Midaraisa, absolutely yes, because of Esed Ocholosase. Let the mitzvah of Yibum, be doche the iser of Amanu, a Kohen Gadol. If they would have been fully married, she would be a bu'ula. Oh, that's a lav than essay. A beitzed aches. And in essay docholosase v'essay. Let's assume, for example, no, they just had Erisin. She's an ishish, but she's a basula. The husband dies. The brother's a Kohen Gadol. know what the Gemara says? Midaraisa Esedah Chulosasa. Midrabanan, we don't allow that, because that would only allow Bi Rishona, and then they'd have to get divorced, and Gozra Bi Rishona to Bi Yishniya, but Midaraisa Esedah Chulosasa. Wow. In other words, the Gemara applies Esedah Chulosasa to Yibum. If you would have a lav, only a lav, midaraisa, the mitzvah of Yibum could be doch a lav. You know why I'll tell you that's so important, like that Tosus and Gittin Daf Mem Aleph? Because what was Tosus' principle? You only apply Esed Ochalosa and say, if both parties are obligated in the mitzvah. Tosus, no? Otherwise, Esed Ochalosa is only going to solve his problem, it's not going to solve her problem. So you know, I'm going to tell you a very great Kiddush. I read that Tosus, Gittin Daf Mem Aleph, you know what I say? Women are obligated in the mitzvah of Yibum. Wow. It's like, ooh, women are obligated in Yibum. Who says such a thing? Tosus, Gittin Daf Mem Aleph. What? I read that. No, you have to read in between the lines, no? Tosus says, you only apply Esed Ochalosa, say if both parties are included. And the Gemara applies Esed Ochalosa, say to Yibum. Wow. So you know what that means? That means that women are obligated in Yibum. That's a fascinating deal. No, who's obligated in Yibum? It is the Yavam, obviously. The Yavam has responsibility. L'hakim shem l'chev hameis. What is the role of the Yavama in Yibum? What is the role of the Yavama in Yibum? You know what? That's really not so clear. You know what? Mufurish and Sefer Achinuch, Tavkuf Tzariches, that only the Yavam is chemitz of Yibum, not the Yavama. Whoa. The Rambam, Hashem Shat, only Yavam, not the Yavama. The Avraham writes this, the name of the Re, Ibn Palat, that only the Yavam, not the Yavama. Well, you know what I'll tell you? Against Tosus. Because Tosus says you can only apply Esed Ochalosa, so both parties are obligated, and the Gemara applies it to cases of Yibum. All right, we'll have to talk about that. Now, so realize, Teretz 1 and Teretz 3 are great chidushim. Teretz 1, it's Efshel Kaim Shneim. Yeah, parentheses. The Isser. Ooh. Teretz 3. No. That, you know what? You're not covered by Yesed HaKalosa, say, because one is not obligated in Peruvu. Okay, but that would mean one is obligated in Yibum. That's a chidush, no? You know, the Avudram quotes this. Avudram quotes this in Tfilas Chol, right? In Shar Gimel. Avudram, you know why the Yavam is not obligated in Yibum? Because Yibum is like a form of Puruvu. No? There's a mitzvah to have children. There's Puruvu. And there's certain children. There's a mitzvah to have a child. Bakim Shachemes. And therefore only them, not the Yavam. Wow. I would say, give it against. Maybe against the Tosos. Okay, so realize Teretz 1 is a very great Kiddush, Teretz 3 is a very great Kiddush. Let's get back to Teretz 2. No? Teretz 2. Why can't you say Esed Ochalosase? Why can't you say Esed Ochalosase? Let Puruvu be Dochis from the Sea Kadesha. So ready for this? Like, unbelievable. Tulsa says it's not the Idna. It's not Pes. It's not the Idna. What's not the Idna? It's not Bidna. Well, that's pretty striking. What do you mean? What do you mean it's not bidna? Because you're going to violate the iser without what? Without what exactly? So Tosus writes a very great kiddush. When do you violate isurabia? When do you violate isurabia? You know what the answer is? The tchilasbia. Okay. Here we're talking about Puruvu. We're talking about Puruvu. Puruvu, Tosus writes the following. The Gemar Bia de Chazel Yisaber. Puruvu requires a Gemar Bia. It doesn't just require a Tchilas Bia. You're not going to fulfill a mitzvah Puruvu if there's just a Tchilas Bia. Whoa. Yisurei Bia, you violate the Tchilas Bia. Puruvu requires the Gemar Bia, and that is not called the Idna. Well, you know what? You see that Tosus? That Tosus interpreted our Gemara and based it on Chesed very literally. If you can isolate seconds between A and B, and I would even add to it, even if B depends on A, even if B depends, can you have a Gemara B without a Tchilas Mir? Impossible. Can you have a Kisi Adam without gathering the dirt on Yantif? Of course, no? I'll give you a case where that you're talking about a Tchilas Mir and a Gemara B, where the Gemara Bia requires a Tchilas Mir, but nonetheless, that's not called the Idna. That's not called the Idna. That's pretty stunning, no? You see, the Tosus in Gittin Daf Mem Aleph takes Bidna so literally. If you can isolate, right, seconds where there was an Avera without the mitzvah, that already is not called. That's not called the Idna. That's not called Idna. That's pretty stunning. You know, I would have argued that, that's really what our Gemara means. The problem with accessing dirt in Kisi Adam is it's not exactly at the same split second. The mitzvah of Kisi Adam is the Kisui, and gathering dirt is at most some type of hachan and heksher. That's not called the Idna. That's not called the Idna. But you see, Tosus assumes that's really not true. It's really not true. Wow. All these deis of Tosus, 1, 2, and 3, are great chidushim. All the deis and Tosus have a significant strength and have a built-in weakness. No? Well, why Tosus is not fully satisfied with any one of the terutzim necessarily? No? Realize that that's a very, very great chidush. A very great chidush. What is the model of Esed HaKalos Esed? But Yivam HaStav Dalet, Kalayim and Tzitzis. Is Kalayim and Tzitzis Bidna? Well, of course. You go in and you put on the garment. The moment that you're violating the law of Shatnius, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Tzitzis. Is that so obvious? Is that so obvious? Also, that's the Tosus in Yivam HaStav Tzaniyah Beis. Maybe that's also not right. Maybe that also is not right. No. Tosus is bothered by the following. We've discussed this in the past, no? When it comes, for example, to tzitzis, when it comes to shatnez, would I call that kumvese? Or would I call that shevotase? That's fascinating, no? Wearing a garment, is that called kumvese? Was wearing a garment called Shevaltas. Not sure. So Tosa says, you know what? I'm going to tell you a real problem. A real problem. The Gemara Brachos Staf Yates calls Shatnes Kumvesen. And that Gemara Yivamos Staf Seven Abeis calls Tzitzis Shevaltas. That's the problem. That's Tosus's problem. You test on a base, we've discussed this Gemara before. That Kavod Habrios can be Dochi Sura Daraisa, not the Kumvesei, only the Shevaltas. If because of Kavod Habrios, you're going to take care of a mace, and as a result, you're not going to be able to offer a Korban Pesach, that's called Shevat Asa. You're Tamei, and therefore, you're unable to offer a Korban. Unable to offer a Korban, that's Shevat Asa. But the Gemara says, you know, let's say that you're sitting there in the public square, and all you're wearing is a robe, and the robe is Shatnez. You know what? Post off Yilu B'Shuk. You have to take off the robe. And Pashup Shat and Gemara, that if your good friend, your really good friend knows that it's Shatnez, he has to tell you. He wouldn't be a good friend if he wouldn't tell you. No? A really good friend has to tell you that's Shatnez. No? Post off Yilu B'Shuk. Gemara says, that's a terrible breach of Kvod HaBrios. The Gemara says, wait a second. Failure to offer Korban Pesach to Shevaltase, wearing a beged of Shatnez is called Kumvesei. Good? Remember when we did the Sugya Beis Daf A? We pointed out that Gemara Yevamos Daf Tzadi? But the Gemara says, Hakira Sefer Min HaTorah. Yesh koach biyat chacham lakar davar min haTorah b'shev al ta'aseh napukum v'esei. What's an example of shev al ta'aseh? Sadin b'tzitzis. Sadin b'tzitzis. The chamim declared, remember that? That shuvas harash? No. If you have a linen garment, don't put any tzitzis on a linen garment. Because we're afraid that you might end up putting wool tzitzis on a linen garment in a case where tzitzis is not dochashatnis, and that's going to be a major problem. So Chachamim declared incredibly, you're wearing a four-corner linen garment, don't put any tzitzis on at all. Don't put tzitzis on at all. That's against the Torah. You know what the Gemara answer is? You're right. That's like, don't blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah b'Shabbos. That's like, don't be noto dalet minyan when sukkah falls out on Shabbos. That's an example of sheva ta'aseh. Sheva ta'aseh. So pretty incredible, no? The Gemara calls tzitzis sheva ta'aseh. The Gemara calls shatnez kumvesei. How in the world? How is that done? How is that done? That's what Tosus is so bothered by. That's what Tosus is so bothered by. Maybe one could suggest a very simple answer that Tosus does not say. And again, if Tosus doesn't say it, you have to figure out why. You know, maybe I'll tell you that Sheval Tase and Kumvesei are code words. It doesn't really mean active or passive. What else could it mean? Active or passive? No. Maybe it really means something else. Maybe it means the following. That you know what? You don't have to fulfill a mitzvah, but you can't do an avera. No? You can't do an avera. In other words, shatnez is allowed, and tzitzis is an essay. So under certain trying circumstances, you don't have to fulfill an essay, but you can't violate a law. Shatnez is allowed. Tzitzis is an essay. So you know what? This is one of the rules that you can't buy. Something's going to cost you a lot of money. You know what? You don't have to fulfill a mitzvah to say, but a law, you can't violate a law, even if it means kolon beso. So maybe that would have been a simple answer. You know why shatnez, no one says it's yes? Because shatnez is a law, tzitzis is an essay. Tosis doesn't say that. Tosus doesn't say that. You know why Tosus doesn't say that? Because the Gemara doesn't say la versus essay. The Gemara says sheval ta'aseh versus kumvesei. And you know what? In these cases, what is wearing a garment? Is that called sheval ta'aseh? Or is that called kumvesei? That's a pretty heavy kasha, no? So what is Tosus' answer? No, you saw the Tosus. What is Tosus' answer? Whoa! But there's a fundamental difference between tzitzis and shatnez. When it comes to shatnez lo silbash, the maisa levisha is asa. Donning the beggar, putting on the beggar, that's asa. Lo silbash shatnez. When it comes to tzitzis, the pasuk says asher techaseba, asher techaseba kvar. So Tosus writes a chiddush, donning the beggar. Donning the beged is the isser of shatnez. Wearing the beged is the mitzvah of tzitzis. Wearing a beged mitzvah yetzis kilchasa is tzitzis, and levishas shatnez is the isser. Whoa. So the Gemara calls shatnez kumvesei, lo silba shatnez. Tzitzis asher techaseba, techaseba kvar. So that's why Tosos says such a chiddush, that the Gemara calls tzitzis sheval ta'aseh and shatnez is called kumvesei. And Tosos now is bothered by the following. Well, if that really is the case, should we really be making a bracha lihis atef b'tzitzis? Where technically speaking, the atifa, the levisha, is not really the mitzvah, but rather it is to be mechuseh. Wow. That's Tosos's yisod. Tosos's yisod. Good? Ooh, Shagasari, Yisim Alamed. Whoa. The whole source of Esed Ocholos HaSeh is Tzitzis and Shachnis. Beisad Aches, that's the model of the Idna. The Idna means that there can't be a drag, there can't be a lapse. The moment that you write the Lord's Holy Mitzvah, And Tosus Nivamas writes that the moment you don the Begid, you vayat this Rosh Hashanah, and the mitzvah tzitzis is not fulfilled until subsequently. Asher techaseh v'kvar. When is kum v'seh, when is shev al taseh? That's the kash of Shagasariyeh. That doesn't meet the requirement of our Gemara of Be'idna. Be'idna. Wow. That's pretty heavy, no? The very source of Esed Ophelos, I say, does not meet this requirement of Be'idna. That's the kash of Shagasariyeh. And guess what? Ooh. That's Sugin Gitna from Aleph. That's also Sugin Chagigan Dabez. Oh, Chagigan Dabez, we have the Turi Evan, Shagasariyeh. There, the Turi Evan answers is Kasha, in Siman Lamed. And you know what the Turi Evan writes? Whoa. But I would tell you, Pashup Shad against Osus. That the idna does not mean literally simultaneity. It doesn't mean simultaneity. It means you have to ask yourself, what is the tchila samitzvah? When does the mitzvah begin? Our Gemara, Beit Zedaches. Can you really argue that the mitzvah of Kisei Adam commences when you're going to the store and you buy a bag of dirt? That already is the tchilas hamitzvah of Kisei Adam? Absolutely not. That's why it's not the idna. But if you can demonstrate that this is the tchilas hamitzvah, that's called idna. So the Turi Evan writes, even if you'll argue as Tosfos does, that the kiyum hamitzvah tzitzis is asher techaseva, and the isser of shatnez is lo sober shatnez. But you ready? Ituf aschalta de mitzvah asay de tzitzis. That's the lashon of the Torah Yevin. Donning the beged is the tchilas hamitzvah. Donning the beged is only rishus. I read in the Torah that there's a mitzvah tzitzis. How do you fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis? How do you fulfill the mitzvah? By donning the beged. That's the tchilas hamitzvah. And that is the idna. That is the idna. Wow. You know where you find this? If you look in Zvachim, in the back of the Gemaras, there's something which is called Piskei Tosfos. Did you ever like see that? Sometimes the Piskei Tosfos summarizes the Tosfos. You know, I shouldn't tell you that. No. And sometimes the Piskei Tosfos, Chiddush, don't even find in Tosfos. No? Well, there's such a thing. Wow. And, before Art Scroll, Piskei Tosfos. No? Take a look in Zvachim, the Piskei Tosfos, those sum up this. Piskei Tosfos writes this Chiddush. Im yefshel kai mesi b'ninachem, if B requires A, if B requires A, you know what? That is be'idna. You don't require literally be'idna, if B requires A. How do you wear a beged without donning the beged? That's called be'idna. You can't do the mitzvah without step one. Step one and step two are called bidna. Are there different steps? They're different stages. You don't require bidna in the literal sense. In a case where yefshel kai mesi b'ninachem. So therefore, it's not a stira to assume, as Tosfos suggests, that shatnez and tzitzis are not exactly at the same moment. But you know what? That's the tchilas hamitzvah. Yefshel b'ninachem. That is called be'idna. That is called be'idna. Wow. That's a Piskei Tosfos, no? We just mentioned this last week, the Me'iri, the Psakim Adavav, no? Where the Me'iri writes, whoa, no? That if a person was not Mevata their Chametz, and this is real Balyaran by Matzeh, we will allow you on Yomtiv to go ahead and to take the chametz and take it outside and burn it. And the Miri is Mufurish. That's called the Idna. That's called Be'inna. Well, that's Mufurish, no? Mary, Sakhan Dabav. What do you mean that's called Be'inna? I go ahead and I'm a tell to the Chametz. That already is a kiyum of Tashvisu. You know what the answer is? You have to engage in Bir Chametz. When does that begin? When would I label it as the Tchila Sasiyas HaMitzvah? So you know what the Chiddush the Miri is? Is that the Tiltul Chametz and the Sreifas Chametz go hand in hand. Go hand in hand. Tashbisa does not just simply mean, you know what, that the Chametz is in a shul, so burn down the shul. No? The Tiltul and the Bir go hand in hand. Bir typically requires Tiltul. And therefore, that's called Be'idna. That's called Be'idna. We had that Miri, no? And what was the Miri bothered by? Whoa. Shofar and Pikuach Hagal? You're not allowed to metalto muksa in order to access a shofar? So what did the Miri say? Well, being metalto muksa to access a shofar is not the beginning of the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. That's the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. You have a shofar that's sitting under a garbage heap, so I move all the debris. In that case, the tiltul muktzah, it's hard to call that the mitzvah shofar. It's not even called the haschalas mitzvah shofar. But tiltul chametz and biur chametz, what do you mean that the tiltul chametz is the tchilas biur, and therefore that's called bidna. That's called bidna. And not everyone agreed to that, no? We saw last week a Kesef Mishnah, no? Chametz Matzah, Gimel Ches, quotes Rabbeinu Manoach, that writes, you cannot do that because that's not called Be'idna. The Tiltul Chametz for the purpose of Be'er is not called Be'idna. It's not called Be'idna. And the Miri writes, no, that indeed meets the requirement. That's something which is pretty heavy. You know, in order to make that determination, Tchilas Mitzvah, Haschalas HaMitzvah, Rabbi Chanan uses the following term. Take a look at the Kobetz Ha'aras Nivamas and Simen Samachtes. That's not so hard to remember, no, because it's the same osis, the Pisket osis, not like that, right? No, you know. Samachtes, no. You know what Rabbi Chanan writes? I'll use another phrase. Esed HaKalosis HaBe'idin does not require a Kiyum HaMitzvah. Does not require a Kiyum HaMitzvah. The Kiyum HaMitzvah is Doche. The Kiyum HaMitzvah is Doche. Really? The Kiyum HaMitzvah is Doche. But if we're seeing it, it's about this. The Kiyum HaMitzvah Peruvu. The Kiyum HaMitzvah Peruvu. Gemara discusses whether no Chatzim HaKezron. So let the Kiyum HaMitzvah Peruvu. The Kiyum HaMitzvah Peruvu. Kimitz approval means, you know, you have a son, you have a daughter, like that. Kimitz approval. Let me not kimam. My son, it's. In order to allow esed ochalosa, say you don't require a kim hamitzah, but you do require a my son, it's. That really is the issue. In all these cases, what is the my son, it's? When I don the begin, that's not called a my son, it's. It's not called a Maisa HaMitzvah. The Tosus, Mem Aleph, Tchilas Bia and Gemara Bia, that's not called a Maisa HaMitzvah. The Tchilas Bia is not part of the Maisa Bia. That's a Hachana Hechsher. And it's only the Gemara Bia. Of course not. That's that great Chiddush of Tosus, not to call that Be'idna. They argue that, what do you mean? Yevsh L'zeh B'lizeh, the Piskei Tosus, or using a Hadar of Maisa HaMitzvah, a Maisa Bia, in such a case, that's not limited to the Gemara Bia. Of course, that applies to Tchilas Bia. That's enough for Esed Ochalos HaSeh. But the Ketisha, breaking up the cloud of dirt into small particles, that's the Maisa HaMitzvah Kisei Adam. That's the Maisa HaMitzvah Kisei Adam. In that case, that would not be. So take a look. I'll pick up tomorrow a Rambam and Raivid, Hilchos Kelayim, the very last halacha. Where the Rambam discusses the Kohen who wears big day tuna shalo b'shas avoda. What exactly is the be'idna of a Kohen or a big day tuna which has shatness? Obviously, there's going to be a lapse. of when the Kohen dons the Bigdei Kohanim until the Kohen does the Avodah, I didn't understand it. Does that meet the requirement of Bidma, or is it not? So take a look, right, at the Rambam and the Masechtas Arayot, the very last halacha of Chizkiyahu. Thank you.